Welcome everyone to Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour on this September 26, 2019. This is Payman Motahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program. Well, folks, tonight I'm going to be covering a very common, popular topic, and that is, what is the best way to stop filing and paying income tax? Well, I'm going to give the answer for you tonight. Get ready because there's going to be a lot of information covered tonight. Because a lot of people ask me, Payman, I don't want to stop filing and paying income tax. But how do I do it? What's the right way? You know, should I do this? Should I do that? I'm kind of confused. I heard different things on the internet. Let me get my technician to put the air conditioner on first, and then we'll continue. Okay, so first thing that you do, folks, is educate yourself. That's always, always the case. Because, you see, there's a principle I was taught about at Freedom Law School, and that is that you don't believe the government. There's a bunch of liars there. You don't believe anybody on the internet, and you don't believe me either. You have to take responsibility, my friend, and read the law for yourself, what it actually says. Not what some crooked government lawyer or judge may tell you, or some internet patriot guru tells you, even what I tell you. I'll have to show you the law, read it for yourself. Follow the law as written. That's where I like to go and define the laws at the House of Representatives' own website at house.gov, because that leaves no confusion that anybody may be misled. And let me tell you something. This is very important because the crooked government lawyers, oh, the most devious U.S. Department of Injustice crooks and their buddy judges who work together to deprive Americans of the rights to protect the system that's out there, the social system that we have of taxing Americans, and then the government decides what's best for you. Mommy, daddy, government. Big brother knows better than you because you're too poor and you're too stupid, too lazy. You don't know what's better for you. You cannot provide for yourself. They don't talk about the fact that you're made poor because of the fact that income tax makes you poor. They rip off your Social Security income tax out of your paycheck, Medicare income tax out of your paycheck before you even see it, regular income tax, and state income tax on top of that. Oh, no. They don't talk about the fact that our money system is owned by private big banks like Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citi, and Goldman Sachs, that they own the privately owned Federal Reserve System, the New York Federal Reserve, the head of the beast, that they create money out of, and by that money they create out of thin air, they get to suck the wealth of American people in an invisible way by charging interest on every dollar that's out there. The trillions out there, trillions and trillions of dollars, and it's all at interest banks have created out there, and that makes you poor every generation. America's poor than our parents. They don't talk about that stuff. They sell the socialist lie that, you know, America's so poor, we're going to have Medicare and Social Security and all this other government program and benefits and free college loans and tuition. Well, if we're not made poor by the phony, privately owned bankster money system, and income tax wouldn't have these problems to need the government socialism to come rescue us, right? So let's go to the education, and I'm going to give you informed education and then action. So, but remember, it's going to take a little bit of homework on your part, and I got to warn you about this. People send them on the internet telling me, oh, Payman, why don't you just put a simple formula out there we all to follow, a court case pleading or paperwork so everybody can do it. And everybody can win. And you don't charge all this money for what you do. You know, we don't have it. We're poor. Well, you know, the thing is, folks, I wish it was so simple. When I started in 1992, I was 29 years old in this movement. I thought it would be so simple that you just got to tell the government, here's the law. Follow it. It would be that simple. Well, it's not so simple. Why? Because the government lawyers, the crooked U.S. attorneys in the U.S. Department of Injustice, along with their double crooked judges who collude together that conspire, and they change the law to fit the corrupt system that they are steering. Not with the people through Congress, not the Constitution that they're going to also uphold. That's how it's supposed to be. These guys have changed the laws that American people have written through Congress to fit their own criminal socialist agenda. So what that means is you could win, but you just got to do a little bit more work, a little bit more preparation. I wish it wasn't that way. I wish I could give you all, here it is. Here's just 2 pages, and here's 10 minutes of instructions, and just do it, and you win. But it's not. But take your time a little bit, educate yourself, and you can really be free, my friends. Especially if you're someone like a truck driver, delivery driver, someone has a lot of, or maybe a guy that maybe does a flooring for a job. You get to do something mindless. You can listen, and as you're driving the truck or doing the floors, listen and educate yourself that way. That's a great way to go. Use that dead time in traffic. You are stuck in traffic every day, most of you. Use that time and play the education material I give you as you're driving. Go to shopping and work. I'm back from work and shopping to educate yourself, okay? So let's go to Freedom Law School's website in a minute, and I'm going to show you what to do. But the thing is, you got to convince yourself. Know for yourself, not just me telling you, that there's no other requiring you to file income tax. Because I say something else. The crooked government lawyers try to stop someone like me and say that I'm promoting an abusive tax shelter promotion by telling you this stuff. Yeah, can you believe that? So I got to tell you all, clearly, this is not a tax shelter or tax shelter promotion. This is for the government lawyer crooks who are going to be also trying to get this before a judge to try to stop me from educating American people to the truth of the crooked government that we got. Okay? This is political and legal combined. You cannot separate them, because the law and politics, the law, the powers to be, they control, they make the law, they enforce the law, change the law. So, if you haven't checked out the fact that there's no law requiring to file income tax, you got to do that first. That's first. Let's go to Freedom Law School's website on the screen. I'll show you that. Livefreenow.org. We'll go to livefreenow.org. Okay, I'm going to go there to livefreenow.org. Here's the front page of Freedom Law School website on education materials. This is going to be under education materials tab, your key. All these tabs, folks. Take your time and go through these, okay? The first ones, I would say the first three are the most important. That's why I put them at the top. I open the education, income tax reward, and educate Congress. You got to take the time to, I'm going to click through with you, and get yourself understanding about what's here. The first one on eye-opening education is about how income tax confusion can put you in prison. Even a tax court judge, like Judge Krupa, could not avoid jail for filing 1040 income tax confession forms and went to prison by dutifully filing and paying income taxes that she believed she owed. She pled not guilty. She pled guilty and got 34 months prison sentence. Everything I'm telling you here is hyperlinked. These blue links and green links, you should click on these hyperlinks on these pages that I'm showing you in this presentation and read and understand them fully. They are not hard to understand. They're easy. Take a little time, okay? Now, here I get articles more about this issue, how most the article that people that go to prison, most of them are filers. Yes, filers. People that go to jail are most of them are filers. Okay, that's one of my favorite links. I'm going to open up this one for you to see. Okay. Read this thing. This is IRS's own website for numbers for the years 2013, 14, 15. Okay. That they convicted about 3,000 people per year. But another page of Freedom Law School, at the bottom of this half of this presentation, shows that of these 3,000 or so convictions for these 3 years, guess what? About 200 or less of them were for people who didn't file. Yes, look at the bottom lines here with the yellow tab, the yellow highlighting. Compare them. That means most Americans who went to jail were filers. That's right. You file and you go to jail by far than those who don't file. Okay? And then, folks, IRS relies on bluff. They're heavily bluff. Okay? This explains how IRS doesn't have the money and staffing. Okay? Again, for every $1,000 that they spend, that they collect, they only spend $5. That's only half of 1%, right? How? Because of voluntary compliance or slavery. Complements of the government fool system, government schools, and then addiction to the bankster-controlled TV media. Okay? The fact is, the IRS does not have unlimited resources as they want you to believe. Okay? In 2008, this is on the top of the page, they collected about $2.4 trillion. Okay? And they had only 100,000 employees with only $11 billion budget. Look at that. And now these 100,000 employees of the IRS, guess what? 75% of them are merely clerks, plumbers, electricians, janitors. Only 25,000 of them are managers, criminal investigation division agents, auditors, and collection agents. 25,000, folks. They don't have the resources. They want you to believe they're all powerful, but they are not that powerful. And so look at these articles here more, and I got a video here that talks about these things, okay, in more detail. This is one of my favorite videos that I have here, okay? This is one about how the IRS is a big paper tiger. Okay, I got to correct the name on this. Remind me that, James, we got to correct that name on this video. IRS is a big paper tiger, April 18, 2019. I did this. They don't have the resources in IRS's. Falling apart. They literally are falling apart. Okay? So, now there's some videos down here you ought to watch that of my students, former IRS gun gang special agent with the IRS's own criminal investigation division agent, Joseph Bannister. He exposed income tax fraud, why he left his high paying job back in 1999. To expose income tax fraud to American people. You gotta watch this, folks. Watch how he was flown to DC. Here's the video, along with three other experts, and in 1999, he was to debate the government a few blocks from the White House and IRS's headquarters about legality of income tax, and no one from White House, heads of Congress, IRS, showed up to refute Joe Bannister. And repeatedly, folks, these debates were set up by Bob Schultz, this man here, next video, of We the People Foundation, and they never, ever showed up, ever, to any of these debates in Washington, D.C., because there is no law. They don't want you to know. They just hope you don't ever find out and stay ignorant. This is explanation of Bob Schultz about this whole story. And then in 2006, folks, this video, a documentary called America, Freedom to Fascism, exposes the deceit of the Federal Reserve Banks, the IRS, okay, how they want to enslave us into a one-world government, globalization, okay? This is 13 years ago, folks, the documentary was done. It applies today. Goes over what the People Foundation, to a balance to income tax fraud in nice, good overview for you. It's a good overview. Then you want to go back to the education materials page, folks, and then go down to the income tax reward tab. Income tax reward, the second one. And there, watch this two-minute video about the $300,000 income tax reward of Freedom Law School. I've had this reward for 20 years, folks. Look at me. Let me tell you this. Imagine this, folks. I've been offering $100,000 for income tax. Okay, and let me show you what these, about income tax. And no IRS agent has ever attempted to claim any of this. Okay, here's the three income reward. What is the reward? The law requires Americans to file income tax. That's $100,000. How can I file a 1040? Any of you can file a 1040 confession tax form without giving information. The IRS can put you in prison. And prove that the so-called income tax amendment of the Constitution, the 16th Amendment, was properly ratified. That's it. Three simple questions. Okay, and nobody's been able to successfully claim it. And no IRS employer or lawyer or Department of Injustice lawyer has ever attempted even to claim this reward. Okay, and but guess what? A former Department of Injustice lawyer with the appellate section of the Department of Injustice, named Jonathan Siegel. Here's this picture right here. This guy, who is now a professor, law professor, at the prestigious George Washington University Law School. He made an attempt about 2 years ago to claim the reward, and he failed. Yes, he was an appellate staff of civil division of the U.S. Department of Injustice, not a law professor. And if you click on this income tax filing match between Payment Motivate, that's me and Jonathan Siegel, you click on that, and that tab, you see my email, how I enticed him. I had to entice this man, a law professor, in April 2016 started to attempt to try to claim the Freedom Law School's income tax reward, put legal authorities there, rounds 1, 2, and 3, and failed. And I refuted everything he said step by step. And I gave him a chance to refute me, and he didn't. Because he couldn't. Everything was linked to the laws. Court cases, Supreme Court cases, IRS code sections, that plain language. Folks, you got to go read this. Hey, government lawyers who are spying on me, you got to read this thing, government spies. Yeah, read this, Mike. This, and I want anybody, the jury, to see this law as they're hyperlinked in there. How to refute Professor Siegel. Okay? Make sure you do that, government lawyer. The jury gets to see it. Right? Here, see the truth that's been hidden from the American people by crooks like United States attorneys out there who just want to advance their career. Right? They don't care about the truth of the Constitution, do they? So, then you go below that again. I have these videos I shared with you earlier there. Why? Joe Bannister's speech, the debate on C-SPAN in 1999 with Joe Bannister, Bob Schultz of We the People Foundation, and America Freedom to Fascism documentary. Why? Because it's so important that you watch these things on your drive to work. You have to watch. You can listen to them. Put them on your smartphone, in your car, let it play as you're driving your smartphone. Let this stuff play 2-3 times. You'll get it. You don't even watch it. You just listen to them. And now it's your time to go further education. This is important. So that you can inform the U.S. Congress regarding the constitutional rights of Americans and bring an end to the income tax fraud that has been imposed on the American people by the U.S. Department of Injustice lawyer and double crooked federal judges at the lower level and court of appeal level. Okay? You can click on this here to educate Congress, because that's your third key step, which is also the same third drop that menu item here, educate Congress. Okay? You click on that, it's the same thing, same page. Here, you educate and confront the people in government that's supposed to represent us, you and me, the American people, to live by their oath to uphold the United States Constitution, and thereby defending American people's lives and property and our freedom from the crooked deep state that's been enslaving American people well before World War II. Well before World War II. Yes. This is Donald Trump. You see his hand up to take the oath to uphold the Constitution? Guess what? He got the votes, Electoral College votes, to become the president, but guess what? He was not the president, and he would not be president today, neither with any president in American history, or any government worker, without taking that oath. If you were to refuse to take that oath, to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, even domestic enemies of the Constitution, like the U.S. attorneys, government lawyers, and double crooked judges who knowingly and deliberately ignore and misinterpret and change the laws and the Constitution to fit our corrupt socialist system. Yes, he's got to fight them. That's his job. That's his duty. He could not have that job. All government workers have to take an oath. Okay? The Constitution provides oath for the president, but here it is. Here, Title 5, Section 3331 is the oath. Here we go. Of every government worker. Here it is. This is from United States Code, 2011 edition, right? Section 3331, Oath of Office. Yep, there it is. There's a law. I just highlighted it for you, folks. This is from Government Printing Office. Not from U.S. Government Publishing Office, GPO.gov. I didn't make it up, double crooked lawyers, did I? Spying on free Moscow, right? This is a law. Your crooked lawyers must uphold, but you don't. You want to advance your careers as a lawyer to go up and ignore the law and try to twist the law and deceive the juries and instead the American people, right? So here we go back to the Educate Congress page. Okay. No, I'm not Freedom Hours on this stuff. So you're going to read this, and these downloads, folks, are story of Joel Bannister and Phil Moscow and others who try to, you know, they open them up. Let's open one up. Who try to, you know, educate Congress and wake American people out of income tax fraud. This is a letter I wrote, folks, okay? Sample letter you all should use. You could change it if you want to. I recommend you don't, because it's a good, well-written letter, but you can't. It's got to be your letter. But this is a well-written thought letter. You can change the date, put your name in there, write your two U.S. senators, your House representative member, all three of them that are supposed to represent the U.S. government. Okay? And here, talk about Joe Bannister, a former gun-carrying IRS Criminal Investigation Division agent, how he confronted the government about income tax, and they would show him the law when he was with the IRS or afterwards in any debates. Okay? This is several pages long. Okay? And it's here, free. It's a compliment of Freedom Law School to bring about political change to our corrupt system through Congress, who's supposed to oversee, as a representative of American people, the two other branches of government. The executive branch, headed by the U.S. Department of Injustice lawyers, and the judiciary, who are also crooked and ignoring the constitutional laws. Okay? There's a sample letter there for you. And then, folks, here you see these ads. There's for the U.S. Today ad, which was put by Woody Peele Foundation back in 2000 and 2001 to expose the American people to income tax fraud. Here's just the first one, okay? $40,000 these ads cost back in 1999. Tell the American people, folks, we the people, we're not required to file income tax return, okay? You give up your rights, and the so-called income tax 16 amendment is ratified. And if you look at the bottom left of the first column of this page, it's the most telling language here. Yes. I'm going to make it bigger, folks, on the left. What happened here? Here, did you see Bob Schultz of We the People Foundation, who tried to put Joe Bannister to debate with the government? He's talking to this guy named Jason Furman. There we go. Okay. Jason Furman. He's a deep state crook creature in D.C. still. Jason Furman. Okay. Okay. Here's what he told Bob Schultz of We the People Foundation, right? The legality of the income tax is not a high priority item at the White House. Whoa. Think about that, folks, for a minute. Let that sink in. The White House, the highest source of the executive branch of government, President Clinton and below, they don't care. They didn't care if the income tax is a legal. They just want the money. To them, it's all about the money. To satisfy other big money donors, big banks and corporations on Wall Street, military industrial contractors, big oil companies, pharmaceutical companies, you name it, anybody with power to buy off the politicians, to pay the election, re-election campaign of the politicians, that's who they represent. In the White House, the government, not the average American voter. They don't care. They just want the money because with these money they get in office, these politicians, and they do favors for their owners, the money donors. And no wonder they say we will not participate in any conference on the subject. Sure, White House. Sure, Executive Branch, the IRS. Of course, you want to participate in any conference on the subject. Why would you want to expose your own criminality, your own thievery, your own treachery, committing treason against the American people, and destroying and stepping on your oath and the U.S. Constitution you took the oath to uphold, right? So that's what you want to attach these letters, folks, okay, these U.S. Today ads to all this stuff here, folks. To your letter to Congressman. To a barrister in November 2004, guess what? They tried to shut him up. They sure did. They tried to indict him. But guess what? They never charged Joe Barrister with not having filed and paid income tax. Here it is. Here is the indictment, facts cover, of U.S. Department of Injustice. You know, that they sent the lawyer of Joe Barrister, which was filed in a district court in California. Here it is on the left. Joseph Barrister, his name is there. They charged him. Not good. So-called failing to file tax returns. Joe Barrister not filed a 1040 income tax deficient form for years 1999, 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003 when they charged him here in 2004. They're going to come after Joe for 5 years of not having filed and paid income tax. But look at this page, folks. There is no fail to file charges under 7203. Or tax evasion for not, by not having filed a tax return by IRS Code Section 7201. They try to attach him to Walter Thompson, a patriot who was misled by patriot mythology and nonsense. Keep going with that nonsense, the loose cannon. They try to tie him with Walter Thompson, hoping Walter Thompson would bring out Joe Barrister, and it didn't work. I was there in Sacramento. The jury acquitted Joe Barrister of all charges within just not even half a day deliberation. There was no evidence of any wrongdoing by Joe Barrister. Now, look at me, folks. Let me tell you this. You know, I haven't filed for income tax, my friend. No regular filed income tax. Last time I filed a regular income tax was 1989. So it's coming up 30 years anniversary. Okay? Any arrest and a U.S. Department of Injustice, well known, I, Imam Motayede, the founder of President Freedom Law, have not filed 1040 income tax confession forms. They know it. They can come and get me, put me on a jury trial to try to put me away because I broke the law. Didn't pay my fair share. So all the American people have to hold harder, work harder because I'm not paying my fair share. That's what they try to present to the uninformed juries. But they don't do that. Why? All this time. Haven't done it. Folks, I could document meditation back in 1993. I was under criminal investigation for 22 months. Like the Russia-Trump conspiracy hoax. And since then, I've been under criminal and civil investigations of all sorts, continuously. Yet none other lawyers ever dare to try to indict me and bring me to jury trial. Why? Because I've done my homework. I can present my defense, my understanding of the law to the jury, and educate the jury, and the jury will acquit me. Oh, they couldn't do that. That would be terrible. That would be the worst defeat. Sending with Joe Barrister. They don't want to try him. Because he'll say, look, I was one of their employees, a gun-carrying criminal agent. I asked them for the law. They didn't show it to me. They said he can leave. I asked them to show where I'm wrong. They wouldn't do that. Well, even when I left, I said, show me the law. They wouldn't do that. So where is the law? Here's my book. Here's my story. See, they don't want to do that. That would be terrible. So what they're hoping, folks, is you do not come across Freedom Law School. Yes. That's the hope of the deep state. For you not to find out about the story I just told you, my friend. Because you're going to follow the same footsteps as me and Joe Barrister. Same material. Write your congressman. Give him a chance to refute any of this stuff. Show Joe Barrister is wrong. We feel the foundation is wrong. Freedom Law School is wrong. Right? You should give him a chance. Because maybe they didn't do it right. I want to find out for myself. You should. Find out for yourself. I urge you in the most strongest terms to bring political action forward and send a copy of stuff to your two U.S. senators and your House of Representative member and confront them about what's going on about income tax fraud. Let's go to the deep state. We don't need income tax, folks. We don't need this big government. We can get rid of military by 90% and still be the most powerful government on earth and totally safe. Totally safe. Folks, do you know that after America and China, the third biggest military is that of Saudi Arabia? Yes, Saudi Arabia. Not Russia, not Germany, not Japan, not England, not France, Saudi Arabia. And that's why, of course, they're such a good ally, because they are a good customer of America's military-industrial complex. See, there's no threat to America, folks. We don't need all the government. Without income tax, we don't need Social Security. We don't need Medicare, all this government handouts, government controls, enslaving you, dictating to you, dictating to everybody you deal with, the doctors, what to do and not to do. All these pages of regulations that everybody that you're going to follow, like a labyrinth to sort through. Now, let's go back to my screen. And the last thing on this page right now I have is the U.S. Attorney release, a press release about Joe Barrister. Okay? James, let's go to that screen. Okay? U.S. Attorney press release. You hear it, the last one here? Okay, you all, let's open that up. This is what Joe Barrister was charged. Okay? Here's U.S. Department of Injustice, their press release. Okay? That they did in November of 2004, right? For immediate release. Okay? Contact Patty Pontello. I'm wondering if she's still there. You can call Patty. You can welcome to call Patty. Certified public accountant and Reading business owner charged in tax conspiracy. Oh, yeah, conspiracy. Favorite charge. Here it is. 17 count indictment charging Joe Barrister, 41 of San Jose, and Walter Thompson. Right? Okay? This is the real deal I'm talking about, right? Now, guess what? On the second page of this thing, which you notice is something interesting, there's about, as you saw, every year about 2,000 criminal tax charges brought against target people in America. But guess what? The IRS commissioner, the head of the IRS, almost never talks about any one particular defendant, a tax defendant. Never. He's too busy to do that stuff. But guess what? IRS Commissioner Mark Everson took the time to talk about Joe Barrister. Because Joe is such a big threat to this corrupt socialist system that we have. So here's a quote from Commissioner IRS Everson. Joe Barrister, a former IRS agent, knew exactly what he was doing. Oh yeah, I agree, Mr. Everson. Joe knew exactly what he was doing. He was exposing criminality and fraud by the people that work for you, Mr. Politician, who doesn't know what's going on. Tax professionals and employers who break the law will be held accountable. Oh, yeah? Okay, now, fine. Everybody should be held accountable. But guess what, Mr. Everson? We, the American people, won't hold you and your deep state criminals in the IRS management and Department of Injustice and the lawyers. Okay, we want to be you crooks and hold you accountable. And we're coming after you. We're going to write to our congressman so they can hold hearings. That's right. and hold you in contempt of Congress for lying, because you guys lie all the time. So this is going to be part of your package also. You just send your card. Let's get back to the screen, James. Okay. So all this stuff, folks, is there. The only thing you're going to have here is the book of Joe Bannister, okay, and his videos. Videos you got to download yourself from on the internet if you want to do that. The video that I have up there. Get that video in his book. Joe Bannister's website is freedomabovefortune.com or agentfortruth.com. Agentfortruth.com, freedomabovefortune.com, or through Freedom Law School, you can get a copy of Joe Bannister's book. But those videos are all available through Freedom Law School. See, I have those videos. Again, here we are. You can download these videos right here. Download and put out a DVD, okay, or flash drive, okay, and you and your congressman. All these three videos, very important, because that tells the whole story. Give it to them. So that's what you do. Now, you do this stuff. Now you're ready to stop filing income tax, my friends. Now is the time that you've done your basic homework. Now, if you're an employee, let's go down on the education materials to how to stop income tax withholding. Okay? Let's go to income tax, how to stop income tax withholding. And there, again, the way is to the actual copy of the law written by Congress. You get it right to your congressman, all three of them, again, to stop your employer from withholding from your paycheck. Because only foreigners are subject to withholding, not you as an American. Okay? So this is the instructions on this thing. I have videos on this page that gives you more education about this stuff. Watch the videos on top of the page on YouTube and on Blog Talk Radio audios, instructions in more detail, okay? So this is your right, folks. This is your First Amendment right. You should not be afraid to write to them. They cannot use this against you. They have a right to bitch and moan and complain and report government abuse of power to your representative in government. That's your heart of the First Amendment free speech and right to associate and redress of grievance that you have. Okay? They cannot come out here for that, folks. So I got sample letters here for you. Look at this. Sample letter written for you. Bam! Free. You want me to give you stuff for free, folks? Instructions? Here it is. Sample letter and all the laws are hyperlinked. The blue stuff, hyperlink to the actual copy of the laws, which you should hyperlink, click on them, and read them for yourself. Not like the court system, but the crooked judge tells a jury these laws make the person liable for the income tax, but never show the jury the actual copy of the law. They don't do that. Here, I want you to see the actual copies of the laws, IRS code section 61, 63, and so forth, okay? It's all there for you, all the stuff. And there's a separate page here for a link to all the laws, too, nice and neat, big for you one, separate place. And then there's a Supreme Court case of Gould versus Gould, which I love, 1917, unanimous Supreme Court case, which basically says clearly, here we go down, that here is this a key paragraph in the interpretation or understanding of statutes, levy taxes, to understand tax laws, right? Statute laws imposing taxes is established rule not to extend the provisions of the tax laws, right? Not to extend the tax laws by implying. There's no implying. Okay, there's no taxing by implying. It's got to be there. It's got to be clearly specified. There's no implying beyond the clear import of the language used. You can get the language where it says. Or you can have a larger operation of the tax laws to embrace matters not specifically pointed out. Somebody's not there, it's not there. The average American is not taxed in the IRS code. Okay? And folks, on top of that, in case of any doubt, they are to be construed and interpreted most strongly against the government's power to tax and in favor of the citizen. Bam! Close it. Shut case. Okay? They most strongly against government. There's no implying. Got to be clearly spelled out what or who is taxed. Okay? So this is all there for you, folks. And then rewrite your employer to stop withholding from your pay. Here it is. Sample error. You give 60 days for the Congress to respond to you. 60 days is plenty of time, okay? And then you send a letter to your, a sample letter to your, for your employer. There it is. Fill in the blank, sample letter to your employer, okay? And attach the letter you send your congressman. They never show you you're wrong because they can't. They never do that. They never congressman refute stuff because they can't. But you want to give them the benefit of the doubt. That's what you're doing. So it's all there, folks. All this material is there for you. Now, some people say, hey, Mom, this is too much. Can you help me out? Can you do it for me? Can you, know, all this stuff? Sure. Let me show you what I can help you for. See, you go under course packages. Okay? Course packages. Okay, there's a double click on course packages. And these programs come up. Okay? Now, the beginner's trio package is the one that a lot of people are interested in. They say, hey, Mom, write it to the congressman. I don't want to get separately the videos from Joe Banister or you or his book and all the letters put together. Can you help me do that stuff? Sure. I'll do it for you. Freedom Laws will put this stuff together for you and give you more education materials, okay, to send to congressmen, all that stuff, and to educate you. See, here's what you get. You get our course called A Practical Road to Freedom from Upwards of Taxation and Control Level 1. And you get 5 copies of Joe Banister's videos, the DVDs, USA Today ads, all the material I mentioned. You get 5 of those. 3 go out to your congressman, and you get to keep 2, and some other books of material. You see in paragraph 3 here listed there. Okay? This is to further educate you about law and your rights. Plus, folks, I'll give you a 1-hour private consultation with me, one-on-one, in phone or in person, to answer any of your questions about Freedom IRS, anything about your situation, what's on your mind. I'll do all that, okay? It's an option. If you want to do it, $900. You have $900, fine. You can put 1/3 down and make payments on the rest, okay? There's no requirement you do. You don't have to do it, but if you want to, it's there for you. Nothing in Freedom Law School is about money because, folks, you can start low and move up or don't do none of it. Just take advantage of free stuff if you want to, okay? Now, the level 1 course that you heard about is right here. This is the foundation of everything Freedom Law School teaches. Over 20 hours of audio education. You can listen to it in your car as you are stuck in traffic jams, right? Here it is, 9 classes as part of this course. Here's a table of contents. Only $300 plus $20 shipping. And your satisfaction is guaranteed. I don't want you to keep this course. Don't keep it if you don't like it, if it's not good. If you're not satisfied in any way, shape, or form, keep it in good resellable condition and you want it will be refunded. Okay? I will give you a 90-day unconditional money back guarantee. 90 days. I'll extend it to 6 months if you want. This is a course you all should have been taught in high school, but you are not. You're kept ignorant of the law and your rights. Okay? So this is basically a free rental, folks. Free rental of this course. Get it. Cost you $20 for me to ship it to you. $20 to ship it back. Free rental. I think you want to keep it, but hey, you decide if it's good or not, right? And some people tell me, Paymon, I'm really afraid of the IRS. I don't want to go to jail. I don't care what you say. I just want some backup. I want someone immediate to defend me. Can you do that? Yes. Simple free package. It does exactly that. Let's click on that. Because here, you get the beginner's freedom package I described to you, and you get the criminal legal defense fund, which pays for your legal costs, fully prepaid. Okay? Folks, this is what you'll be looking for, the only one of its kind. Okay? And you get, in addition to that, unlimited consultation. Not just 1 hour, but unlimited consultation. Any question about IRS, the state income tax situations, even bureaucrats, traffic tickets, you know, city, county, any kind of harassment, you're going to get unlimited conversation about that. By the way, look at me, folks. I want to tell you guys something else. You don't know. I got to tell you about myself. What you don't know about me is this. Listen, who are you, Paymon? Why should I trust you? Why should I trust your experience? Folks, I was a math whiz as a kid. I was also a little chess champion in my middle school, okay? And I had trigonometry in ninth grade, and I aced it in Iran, by the way, okay? The school system in America is terrible, okay? It's worse now. So I went to University of California, Long Beach. I got my degree in business. I studied economics, finance, and marketing, okay? So, and I was still in junior in university, and I got a job as a mortgage agent, real estate mortgage loan agent for 6 months. Then I did financial planning for 7 years. That is, you know, 7 years, 7, 8 years, okay? So I know about, I had a license of insurance, mutual funds, securities. I was licensed of securities with a, you know, a Security and Exchange Commission. So money and financial planning comes to me like easy. I know about real estate investing. I learned a lot from other people who taught me how to do real estate investing, how to buy a home without a tax return, know the economy when it goes up and down with our money cycle, okay, our economic cycles of up and down that happens all the time. Every 7 to 12 years, these, you know, it happens, these depressions and recessions and inflation and good economic times. So I'll help you with your financial planning, business planning, retirement planning, you know, people that come with divorce situations that affect taxes. Help with that too. Okay. Also, I'm into health and, as well. Since I was a kid, my father was into health and freedom. So I know about health and national health stuff also. So you get all that as an extra bonus. It's not officially part of the program, but you get that also if you want to. Let's go back to the screen. Okay. Why? Because I care about people. I want to help you all. If I got anything I know, I want to help you. Let's go to the screen, James. Okay, so Simple Freedom Package, folks. Oh, I forgot to tell you, it's only $4,000 for the first year only to start. After that, it's only $1,200 per year thereafter. That's only about $100 a month. That is it, folks. $100 a month. Y'all can afford $100 a month, right? Yeah, for all that, to keep you out of jail, for the crooks keep you, you know, try to put you in jail. And unlimited consultation. Now, the top of the line everybody wants is the Royal Fear Package. Now, I don't want to hear from people say it costs too much. Okay? It all costs too much. No, it's not. I'll tell you what it is. This is where you get unlimited responses to IRS letters done. This is a Simple Fear Package. This IRS Peace of Mind Insurance Program, you can call it. Okay? The only IRS Peace of Mind Insurance in America of its kind. Not insurance, but it's kind of like that. Okay? What it is it gives you peace of mind. The assurance that everything's taken care of. Well, why? Because Freedom Law School will handle all situations from the IRS for state income tax agency with complete civil affiliate criminal representation, folks. Okay? We don't represent it civilly, just in criminal representation. But civilly, everything completely is done for you. Letters are written for you. IRS audits, those deficiencies, collection due process hearing, summonses, refund claims, refund lawsuits, home foreclosures, you name it. It's all done at no extra charge, okay? Remember, this is all situations completely done at no extra charge, all included. No one, and I mean no one, has anything like this in America. None. Okay, there's nothing like it. I could charge more on this program and maybe we'll still get it because it's so unique. Yes, I could charge double for this program. People will still get it. But your investment in this program will be only $7,000 for the first year. Bob, it's going to go up next year, 2020, to $8,000. Started with $5,000 back in 2001 where this program started. And each other after, renewal is $4,500 for Californians and $4,000 for everybody else, all the other states. So that's about $354 a month, basically. Okay? So look at me, folks. These are all options. You don't have to do them. Some people tell me, Piedmont, you got exactly what I was looking for. Thank you. Thank you. My prayers have been answered. I was looking for someone like you who knows this stuff, been doing it for a long time successfully, and can give you peace of mind so I can go on living free and return our government back to the people once again. And folks, you got to do your part. You got to decide what part you want to take in all this. You want to do all the free stuff only? Fine. Do the free stuff. I'm going to try to put more free stuff on my website when I get a chance. I will. But it's up to you. Up to you to decide. Some of you say, Paybox, I want the Royal Freedom Package. $4,000 a year, that's nothing. Okay, folks, if you added up how much you pay in Social Security, Medicare tax, federal income tax, most states have a state income tax. Now, if you add it up, how much does you pay on that? $10,000 a year? $20,000 a year? Some of you pay $50,000 a year or more. So I don't want to hear from none of you that it's $4,000 too much. And if it is, you're being greedy. Because me, let's admit I was poor back in 1992, and I paid $1,500, which in today's money is about $5,000 to get an untaxed package. And I was poor, single, lucky at a car cash paid for, roommate situation. Ate beans every week, beans, lentil beans was my food. Okay, because I was so poor. But all my life savings I put into that. Get this package from somebody else. And I paid $1,500 more 2 weeks later to become a representative to sell a package for some commissions I could make. Because I believed in the cause. I believed in freedom. I believed in America. And then 8 months later, I paid another $800 to somebody else. That would be $2,000 today's money to get their sovereign state citizenship package. And I spent more, even, you know, thousands and more on audio, videos, seminars and live presentations to learn all this stuff. I spent tons of money. It wasn't about the money for me. It was about knowing the truth. So don't tell me it's too much. I don't want to hear that. All that you get in these programs is only half or one third down and make a payment. Or if you want to start with a small program, start with a level one course, $300. You can put $100 on that, make a payment. Beginner's Freedom Package, $900, put $300 down, pay less than payment. All these programs. So money's not the issue. This is not a money-making thing. It's about freedom, folks. It's about getting our rights back. Having America. Having a government by the people. Of the people. For we the people, my friends. We don't have that. We have a Second Amendment right to have a revolution like the Founding Fathers did. But let's not use it yet. Keep your powder dry. Use our First Amendment right. This is our First Amendment right that we got to use. And here you can properly, safely, my friends, safely, smart, with planning, stop filing and pay income tax correctly. They will not come after you. They will not dare come out to try to put you in jail. You get the best people like Freedom Law School behind you. Folks, and people say, well, Paybox, what kind of track record you got? I'll show you. Look at my screen. I'll show you the track record of Freedom Law School in part. Okay, Jay, let's go there to our website. If you go on the top of the page, folks, under our victories, go to our victories, you see FLS victories and IRS victories, right? Open FLS victories, and you see some of my victories of myself. Myself, me, yes, they came after me. My favorite one is my third one here. Freedom Law School with the IRS, where they came after me about $700,000. Yes, $700,000 they came after me for, and I zeroed it out. Okay, in December 2009, IRS filed liens against Freedom Law School and me, totaling about $700,000. And it's all here, folks. Hyperlink and all this stuff is there, okay? And it was removed, okay? These, in November 2000, you see all this hyperlink documentation, it was removed. It is removed. Okay, here it is. All the liens were removed, okay? They were removed. It's all removed, that's what it is. No, that's got the wrong page, sorry. This is... Okay, is this it? No, that's a tax court decision there. Let me see. Here it is, I think. Here we go. This is notice of determination. Yep. Zero to all the taxes. Here it is. At the end, what does it say? It is determined that the abating the taxes and assessments are withdrawn and notice of tax being appropriately balances the need for efficient collection of taxes. Yeah, because there's nothing owed. They bid the tax, they've removed all the taxes, folks. Let me see. I think this one was the withdrawal of the letter. Yep, here it is. Yep, there it is. That's the letter from them. In December 2011, they wrote to be paid Mama Tate from IRS in Cincinnati. Yep. They say enclosed is a copy of form, whatever, withdrawal of filed notice to throw a tax lien. Yep. Page after page of withdrawal. Here it is, withdrawal of a filed notice to throw a tax lien against me. Here's my name there. You see that, right? And here is for kind of tax, tax period ending 1997 to 2009. Right? On the right side, the total is $99,000. You see that? Mm-hmm. All removed. There's so many taxes that came at me for 11 years. It took pages and pages of liens to remove them, to list them all. Here it is. You go down, another cover letter, another letter I have to send me in the same envelope, and another withdrawal of notice to throw tax lien. And more kind of taxes that bogusly they made against me. The big target, pay my motel at the Freedom Law School, all removed. More and more of this stuff, okay? So come back to me, folks. Jesus, get back to me. So bottom line is this, folks. You have options. It depends on you. How important is to you? How much action you want to take? Another thing important is Freedom Law School's YouTube channel. Will they be getting some other things besides YouTube to host their videos? Because I fully expect in the future for YouTube to card your YouTube channel. So check. Be sure to sign up for a free Freedom Education Package on the front page of Freedom Law School. Okay, look for the screen. Be sure to sign up here on our website, the front page, right here, to get the this Freedom Education Package mailed to you free of charge. Sign up for free. Do that here, and we'll be in touch with you. If you get cut by YouTube, okay, censored, we'll be in touch with you where you can find our videos. But right now on YouTube, here's our channel. Go to YouTube.com, type in Freedom Law School, it'll come up. See, that's all you gotta do. Type in your YouTube, type in Freedom Law School, bam. First one is Freedom Law School, 60,000 subscribers right now. Click on that. And then when you do that, go to videos, tap on the top left center, videos, click on videos. When you go on videos, what you do there on the right side goes sort by date added newest. Our newest videos tend to be better because I get better. We get better at video production, organization. So all the videos from February 2019 forward are the new stuff, okay? The best stuff. So February 2019, like this one, going live tonight, the one out here, you know, was the, you know, that's on forward, the one with my picture here with my jacket. Any of this and up. These are the newest ones I've done. Find the topic that you like the best, that you're most interested for you, and start listening. Now, you could do it also in order, going, you know, from February 19th forward. That's a great way to go, too, because that's a good way to go. But it's totally up to you. So come back to me, folks. I'm going to get your questions. I'm going to be answering your questions in a minute, okay, about, you know, freedom questions that you may have, okay? But let me tell you something. I've got Freedom Law School victories are there on our website. I've been too busy to put more freedom victories up there, okay? And I haven't done it because I'm trying to focus more on putting free information for you guys on here. Yes, it takes time. It takes money. It takes help. Okay, folks, you know, you guys, yeah, on the one hand, people say, I pay my insurance for free. On the other hand, people say, well, pay my, how come we don't do this? How come we don't have that? Well, unless you go volunteer, I guess a volunteer should help me out with the stuff. You know, I can't do everything myself. So, yes, a lot of stuff needs to be done, but will be done slowly. I have more victories this year, you know, on our website. You can check it out, our victories on the for yourself, our student victories. In fact, let me show it to you. Let me show our student victories, but I forgot to show you guys, okay? Here it is. Go under our victories. Let's go, James, to our website again. under our victories, you see on there, IRS victories. With IRS victories, yes. I put only the best ones, and I put, I believe, way too much. There's too many of these things out there. I should probably cut some of these out, okay? But I will put more out there when I get the chance. I'm focusing right now to put more free information on our website. If you don't trust Freedom Law School, that's fine. You don't have to. If you don't believe me, that's fine. You don't have to. Okay? Let's go back to me, James. Okay? It's okay. I've given you plenty on there. You know, the IRS doesn't come after me. They don't want to put me in jail. And let me tell you something. You know, the fact is, Freedom Law School is the longest running, most successful tax RSA group in the history of the United States. Going back to World War II. Since World War II, there are patriots fighting the IRS and the lost. Irving Schiff, Vivian Kellum, A.J. Porth, Marvin Cooley. A lot of other people came before, folks, and lost. They gone to jail. A lot, everything they have. Not me. I'm 56 now. Started in 1992. Started teaching female law school in 1996. That by itself, doesn't that tell you enough? Isn't that enough that I myself, which they want to get me, I myself beat them over 10 years of taxes, $700,000 zeroed out? That's up to you. But if you can find some better record, a documented record, let me know. I'd like to go learn from them if you could find someone like that. So let's go back to our YouTube channel on our screen, okay? YouTube channel, what I'm going to show you is take advantage of stuff and while you're driving to work, okay? While you're driving to work, you know, job, listen to these videos and for yourself, okay? All right, we're going to go to your questions now, all right? I'm going to try to answer all your questions as best as I can. I showed you how to properly and safely stop filing and paying income tax. And folks, let's see, the call number if you want to ask questions is area code 657-383-1755. 657-383-1755. That's Blog Talk Radio. Call that number and then push 1 on your telephone keypad. Have a, let me know you have questions and I will answer your questions about tonight's topic or any other freedom question you got, my friend, for free. So, James, who do we have? Someone from area code 310, correct? All right. So, we have a call right now from area code 310. All right, my friend, what is your first name call for area code 310?
Yes, my name is Tom, and I got a question about...
Hold on. I'm going to... Yeah, let me speak to you, please. You know, you're cutting out too much, Tom. Do not use cell phones. Do not use internet telephone lines if you can. They are terrible reception very often, Tom. You just cut it out like that. I cannot make out what you say, my friend. Hang up, call back. If you have to use a cell phone, call back a second time. You might get a better reception a second time, folks, okay? Use landlines. They're usually best. They get the best reception, okay? All right. Now, somebody says that it seemed on YouTube. It seems that the late 90s and early 2000s were the golden years for the freedom movement. Has been there anything going on lately as far as successful court cases? Well, let me tell you what happened in late 90s and early 2000 years. Joe Bannister quit the IRS in February 1999. Spoke at Freedom Law School's Freedom Rally in March 99. That was the first time he was publicly seen by anybody. And give a public speech in front of people about income tax fraud. That led to Winning People Foundation. And yes, that was the golden time, you could say, in year 1999, 2000, 2001, 2002. Things were really happening. Bob showed the Winning People Foundation came across a crooked judiciary. And I told him that. I said, this is not going to work. You know, you want the court to about to stop the crooked court down rule against you, Bob. Okay, what happened is that the IRS brushed out their warehouse, a technique they had, tactic called stopping people from promoting abusive tax shelter promotions. This was made the law to if someone has a tax shelter was so that you spend, for example, $10,000 and you get a tax benefit of over $10,000. Techniques and tricks that you actually, you put more into the deal as far as your tax loss goes. That was the intent of Congress. But the crooked IRS and the Department of Injustice and Judges expanded that to a non-filer, an attorney named Robert Bernhoff. Way back in late 87, they came after him with that. And they used that case law in year 2000 started. They start coming after the organizations, not criminally, not to put the leader of them in prison, but to just simply declare them to be abusive tax shelter promotions. And that determination was made not by a jury of 12 American citizens. No. By government paid, government biased, crooked, wimpy judge who always sees the government side heavier. Oh, poor government has to, you know, it's going to affect the public fist. They're damaged, they're hurt. You know? So we have to, hey, you, patriot leader, shut down. I ordered you to shut down your operation. Give the government a list of all people on your mailing list. Post this order that you shut down on the front page of your website. And you're a bad guy. You're a tax shelter promoter to warn people against you. Okay? In fact, on top of that, we're going to penalize you for every one of your people on your mailing list. We're going to assume they're all your customers. And we're going to fine you $500 per customer, which we assume everybody on your mailing list must be a customer. Because he's on your mailing list, so must be a customer. So here's, bam, along with that, here's $100,000. $400,000 tax penalty bill on top of that. The judge always saw the government side heavier. The law was never meant to apply to someone who says, just don't file income tax. But these organizations, most of them are doing patron mythology nonsense, first of all, like UCC, Bankruptcy of the United States, HR 192 arguments, I'm a state citizen. Sovereign, I'm in common law under the Admiralty Maritime Yellow Fringe Back Law. I addicted my name in all capital letters, revocation, rescission of power of attorneys, cancel my driver license, social security application, marriage license. I'm out of the jurisdiction, I'm out of the system, I'm a non-taxpayer. You know, they don't have jurisdiction over me. I'm not in their, you know, their game. You know, all kind of nonsense. Some of them, like Urban Schiff, argue about legality of income tax, basically correctly, fundamentally. Some mistakes were made, but fundamentally correctly, but the crooked courts could have let them win. So they closed out everybody in the Freedom Movement except Freedom Law School and a couple other little guys. You know, a couple of organizations like Free Enterprise Society, and Robert Clarkson got small tax shelter orders, not that big a deal, but others. Save a Patriot Fellowship, Urban Schiff, you know, Thurston Bell, everybody's was just closed down. They approached me, they tried to beat me, and I beat them. It's one of my victories, by the way. You can see it for yourself. I don't want to get into it. You can see on my victories, I did that. And after 13 years, they finally said, okay, Paymon, you're not abusive tax and promotion. Here is our official closing of your case against you. There is no Russian Trump conspiracy, and there is no payment President Freedom Law to be an abusive tax promoter. Okay? So, but he didn't listen to me. And didn't take this approach, a right to congressman individually. He went down, IRS attack organizations, they went down, and guess what? The only one left was basically is here, Freedom Law School, truly. So Freedom Law School is carrying a torch of freedom and education forward. So my friend who knows about this stuff, hey, you need to join hands with Freedom Law School. Get involved. Get one of our freedom packages. Yes. And get this information out to the people, folks. I'm only one guy. So is Donald Trump. Every one of you should do what your conscience tells you to do, my friends. You want to give this information out to others. So share this presentation with your friends, family members, Yes, family members, husband, wife, brother, sister, children, parents, and cousins and aunts and uncles. Share it with them, yes. And your coworkers. Get this information out to them. This word of mouth will get out. Believe it or not, it will. It's up to you. Okay? We have only 16,000 subscribers right now, but it should get to 100,000. It should get it to 1 million. Maybe then YouTube will cut us off then, right? Not 16,000. But do your part, folks. Be involved, and we'll take our country back. Folks, let me tell you something. I believe that the life after life is more important than this life. Really. I mean, this is temporary. This is where we get to play and learn. And when we go past on the other side, we all go to a life review of our life. Okay? When these people in deep state done the wrong stuff they've done to American people, the crooks and criminals, their conscience will hurt them. They'll relive that, what they've done to American people. They have to relive that. Yes. And they'll be very sad and disappointed with themselves. The deep state creatures that allowed themselves to become that low. On the other hand, my friends, when you go through your life review, when you passed away, you know what, you're going to have your life review and you want to go through and you're going to want to feel good about yourself. Then you know what? I make mistakes. We all make mistakes, folks. None of us is perfect. I have. Okay. We'll continue to make mistakes. But, boy, I made some good decisions and I did good. I brought goodness to the world. I brought love to the world. Folks, I do this because I love freedom. I love peace. I love to love people. I believe we all should live in peace and love and freedom and harmony together on earth. That's what it's about, folks, isn't it? And these misled people, these deceived people who are enslaving us, they want more money and more power, which does not bring them happiness. Now we have to free ourselves from this corrupt system. We are free them. Hey, that's not the way to be, my friend. You don't want to do this. Do the right thing. Do the loving thing. And bring the love out of your heart and share this information. Because this is, I believe, spiritual war, as well as a legal war and the political war for freedom. It's a quest. So take part in this quest. Do your part. Share this information. Tell my YouTube channel. Tell everybody about our website at livefreenow.org. It's not on our website. Put it on there. James, our website for everybody to see. Livefreenow.org. And you want to get our education material to pass out to other people? Call Freedom Law School, 813-444-4800. And we'll mail you these educational packages to pass out to your friends and neighbors and coworkers, people you know. Let's take part together and make it happen. Okay? By the way, some people ask you about this spiritual stuff. If you really want to about spirituality the way I see it, go on YouTube, type it. I'll go on my screen, I'll show you. My favorite video is this, okay? This is an extra bonus. You guys are going to get this, okay? This is something special, okay? Extra. Not directly related to Freedom Law School. Here, bring me to my screen, James, okay? Okay, here we go. Type in near death. Oops, I misspelled it. Near death experience. Now, you can put a lot of near-death experiences out there, okay? But you put that of Jeff Olson, Olson, O-L-S-E-N, his presentation, his interview, this one right here, the near-death experience of Jeff Olson, that is the, in my opinion, the best one that really tells you about, you know, about life and afterlife, what it's about, how we do have that experience. Okay, in 6 months, he had almost 700,000 views. That's a lot for just to interview somebody. That's a lot because it's such a powerful presentation. I want you to watch. That's my gift to you, my friends. to watch and listen, experience that experience of this man who almost died in a car accident. His wife and his two-year-old baby were killed. He nearly died, and he went to the other side and came back and told the incredible story that you really got to check out and experience for yourself. You know, it's truly amazing. Anyhow, enough of that, my friends. Let's get to your questions, which I'm here to serve you. Call the call number if you have questions. Area code 657-383-1755. And press 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. Again, the number is 657-383-1755. Do you have any questions on there, James, or should we end this for tonight? Okay, well, folks, I guess I did a good job. There's a good presentation. I hope that there's no more questions. So thank you very much from the bottom of my heart for taking your time out of your busy life and listen to me share this information with you. And I would feel much better knowing that you did your part and you feel better by sharing this information, feel lost to our website, this presentation with other people. But there's a question. Okay, well, we got a caller with a question apparently, or someone on YouTube apparently. Folks, you post comments on YouTube, but listen, the comments on YouTube, I can't answer so well because it's not full question. Sometimes they're not very clear. So it's better if you ask your questions by telephone so I can talk to you and ask you for more clarification about these questions, okay? All right. So what's the question, James? Give it to me, and I'll try to help this person live free. The question they got. Okay. All right, Jeff, let's get to it. By the way, folks, this is time to ask me questions is now before January. Because January, when that tax season starts, when people start wanting to think about filing 1040 income tax confession forms, people call and call and have lots of questions. This is your chance before January to get your questions heard and answered in more detail because I have more time. I had sometimes over 3 hours, these 3 hours have taken to answer your questions, okay? Someone says, good luck. Diligent deliverance. We send out reader's agreement letters waiting for response. Good, good. Write to your congressman, as I said. And send the responses to Freedom Law School. One of these I got to do, I got to put them on our website. I've been so busy, but I want to put them on the website. And responses back to Congressman. That's one of my things. When I got time, I'll do that. I do my best when I get more time on my agenda to get done for you. So with that, folks, thank you for being with me. I wish you a good night, and I'll be back with you next Thursday night with another edition of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. One more question? Okay, one more question. All right, so one more question. Let's see. Last minute questions, folks. You can ask your questions earlier, can't you? Make everybody else wait for this question. This is a quick question. Oh, call from America 786. Okay, call from America 786. Yeah. You're live. What's your first name, my friend?
Hey, my name is Greg.
Greg, okay. And Tom from America 310. You can call back from a better number. We can get you too, okay? All right, Greg, what's on your mind, my friend?
Hey, listen, I listened to Dave Wellington, the no liability tax return.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I think it's a fun approach. You pay and you file, and
right.
What you do then, you say, hey, as a matter of law, I don't owe the tax. You get the refund claim, a loss to bring your, case there. You know, you're not going to get your money back. I don't think the crooked court will ever rule against you, rule in your favor, to ignore the law. Because that's what the judges do. When they can't rule against the law because you're right, they just
right.
ignore it. Like, you didn't argue that. You either, someone reads a court case decision, they never knew that you argued something the court did not address. So you can do that if you want to. I'll give you his number if you want to call him and discuss it with him. If you want to pay him to do that, fine. He'll show how to do it.
Oh, I thought, you know, I was looking online for him. I thought he disappeared because
he's around. He's one of my dream team members. Dave Allison, him and I are the two best civil litigation IRS paralegals in the country. He's got a lot more district court experience than me, and I got a lot more tax court experience than him. But he is great. He's been at it longer than me. He's a very smart guy. On our Freedom Catalog, you see his face. He's the black gentleman. Very smart, knowledgeable man. Been at it since 1981 when he started. He was very young.
Okay. Then, before I get the number from you, I got one other question for you. Just want to get your thoughts on this.
Sure.
Okay, basically what I got going on is I'm trying to sell a house and I got a tax lien.
Okay.
And what I noticed about the tax lien is that they're forged signatures. Have you ever heard
about
going after them? I'm sorry?
They don't much mean by forged signature, the computerized signatures, but the crooked courts excuse that for the IRS.
Really?
Yep.
So that's not a good angle to go after.
No. You got several choices. Wait, don't sell your house until lien is gone after 10 years. Most often they don't renew it for another 10 years. They can, but they usually do not renew it. That's option one. Option two,
Okay. Sell
it, let them take the money, do a refund claim or refund lawsuit. That's the only two choices you got.
Now, but for closing, if the amount of the tax lien and the proceeds from the closing, if it doesn't cover it, then I have to go to closing with enough money to pay off the lien?
No. How much would if there was no lien, how much would you get out from the sale of the house?
$15,000.
1-5?
Correct.
Don't sell it.
But the lien is $17,000.
I know. That means that you're gonna get zero out of the sale. Why would you sell it? You're gonna lose
Correct.
It.
But the closing agent's telling me that I need to bring another two to pay off the lien.
He's an idiot. Ignorant person.
Yeah, that's what I said.
If the IRS you owe them $1 million, you have to bring out the last. No, you don't. You can that if you want to. The $50,000 will get paid, and you still owe the IRS another $2,000. That's all. But if it was me, I would have sold the house. Why would you want to do that? Let the lien expire.
Okay.
That would be the better option to go. How old is the lien? When was it filed? How many years ago?
The lien was filed 2015.
For what tax years?
2013.
Okay. And it says on the lien when their tax were assessed. When was it assessed?
2015.
So 2025, they'll fall off. You have to wait 6 more
Correct.
Years.
Correct. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I would do. Okay?
Okay. And real quick, can I get Dave's phone number?
Yeah, call for the law school office. Tomorrow we'll give it to you, my friend. Okay?
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Rick. Do you have a 310 area code caller on there? Okay. Call for the 310. Hopefully we got a better connection this time. Tom, right?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you. Much better,
good.
But get close to the phone. You still have a little bit of an echo or something. Not speakerphone, hopefully, with the phone to your head. Yes. Do you have a free
Zoom
registration?
Okay, yeah, I have a question.
Do you have a free, Freedom Education package that we mail out?
You know,
do you have one?
I did order it a long time ago when you talked out here in L.A. one time, but I don't have one right now, but I need to get one. Another one.
Get on our website because that way you get a newer one and you also get on our email list. We send you education material by email on a regular basis.
Okay.
Yes, Tom.
All right, good.
How may I help you?
Uh-huh. I just wanted to ask you, I think it was about 17 years ago I went through, had an ordeal with Washington Mutual Bank and I accused them of lending me nothing in the first place and there were several affidavits and this went on for about 2 years and their lawyers kept sending like legalese to me and I sent them multiple affidavits and accused them of lending me nothing in the first place and please prove to me that please rebut the affidavit. They never rebutted it and they came and took the house. So I'm wondering if it's too late to ever even go after them again because they never rebutted.
When did they take your house? How many years ago? Tom, you're there. We got disconnected. We lost you. How long ago did they take the house from you? Okay, Tom is not there. Tom, yes, it very likely is. You know, you have only maybe 1, 2, or 3 years, depending on the state law. California has 1 year to do that. After 1 year, you cannot, you have 1 or 2 sue anybody who does something wrong to you. If it's in California, like you seem to be from the International Communist Republic of Mexicania, formerly the Golden State, yes, it's, after 1 year, it's too late. But even so, it's hard to do so, you know, to get it back. But it could be done. It may be done. It depends on the facts of your case. It's not a simple thing. Depend on your case. So really, we need to do a one-on-one consultation with some paralegal I know, which is on this issue, is an expert, and for 1 hour with your paperwork to analyze that, to decide whether you go on with it, is it worth spending more money to fight it, or forget about it. So you can do that.
Okay.
We would just analyze it.
I have one more question.
Yes.
Thank you. One more question. I live on, I'm a caretaker on a property out here in a small town outside of L.A. And on the property, there was a structure that was built, and the woman who owns the property would not like the police and the county to come onto the property to harass her. I'm wondering what would be the best way or angle, you know, because she didn't buy the land as you would. She bought it in a conventional way. So I'm wondering if you have any ideas of how we could go about that. Should we get the Freedom Law School package and look at the property thing, or?
She can just tell them, don't let the cops to their house. No warrant, don't come in the property. That's it. Don't answer the door. It's that simple.
And there should be a gate there. Right?
Don't answer. The gate is, don't open the gate. Just don't open the gate. That's all. Don't answer.
Yeah.
Without a
There's
warrant,
not a gate. There should have a gate. There should be a gate.
Okay.
Yeah. I got it. Yep.
So, you come on the property, but not the door.
Thing happened to a friend of mine. The same thing happened to a friend of mine. He said they had a SWAT team there, and he says, "Where's your warrant?" And the SWAT team left. You know.
There you go.
Yep. All right. Well, that's good to know. That answers that question. But is there anything we can change to in the law to show in paperwork to not come onto the property, or?
Law's already there.
Anything else? Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. That answers that question. Thank you.
Yeah. You have a right to be on the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and the state constitution, civil provision, right to be secure in your home. Okay?
Yeah.
You have to have a warrant before you can come out of your home. That's well known.
That's good. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we have one more call from area code 570, from 570. What is your first name, my friend?
Hey, Pam, it's Johnny.
Yes, Johnny. How may I help you?
Good, good. Just wanted to check in with you and say I sent about the student loan wage garnishment, the fraudulent paperwork that my friend was going through, and I helped her with a letter. I'm not sure if you guys received that. What?
Yes. I saw it. Yes, Johnny. Huh?
Yes, and I'm going to be sending more documentation on that on her victory, but to help. Others who may be facing this wage garnishment as well. So, but yeah, I just wanted to check in with you. And you know, I love Freedom Law School. I'm going to be getting the beginner's freedom package here soon.
Very good, my friend. Yeah, John did a good job, folks. He learned about looking at laws like Freedom Law School teaches, and what he did, and on a student loan. Situation came up with a friend, and he just looked up the law, looked up the statute, regulation, and saw, and then, wait a minute, here is exactly what the regulation says they got to do, and they're not doing that. So wrote back to them and said, hey, you're not following the law. And, you know, you stop your illegal collection actions because your letter is not meeting the requirements of the law. So I mean, that's simple, folks, and that stopped them. And, in fact, they even refund also. So that's why it's so important, folks, when you learn Freedom Law School shows you, look up the laws on the internet for yourself from house.gov website, from gpo.gov, government printing office. Okay, you can get the stuff, and that's law right there for them. So good job, Johnny. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with me. You're a victory, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Have a good night.
Yes, I can help you with. That's it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. All right, folks. No more questions, James? Okay. Very good. All right, folks. I got a lot to do. Catch up with my sleep is my first thing. So with that, folks, I thank you again for taking your busy time and listening to me ramble on all this time. Hopefully it was useful, informative, inspirational information for you that will help you live freer, you know, more prosperous, loving, in a harmonious life. Hopefully that'll be good for you. And tell your friends about it, folks. And I'll be back with you, folks, next Thursday night with another edition of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. Good night, everybody.